Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ba-da-da-ba-da.
Halala Show Season 2, Mix Number
33.
Mix Number 33. Welcome to the Halala Show. Happy New Week, everyone. Sorry we released this a little bit late. We recorded on an actual Monday, which is, I guess, a good thing today.
Yeah.
Because something
deadline.
Happened. Deadline. Because something happened Monday. Actually, it happened Sunday night when we normally record. And it made the headlines today, Monday morning.
I actually just found out about it earlier today.
Yeah.
I did not know about it last night.
Right.
Honestly, I even rode around, I rode my bike around Ortigas today.
Today.
Not knowing that there was that whole thing. And I was wondering, were there a lot of police cars? And
fire truck
and everything. And I was like, I was just going around Ortigas, honestly, because after the show, usually that's what I do. I go around Ortigas to just ride around, get my head out of my
clouds.
I don't know, clouds. Right. Out of the clouds. And you know what I mean? Just to relax not knowing that there was danger looming over me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things that we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, it was one of our TTs or our trending topics for all the first-time listeners out there. Let us tell you a little bit about the Halala Show. We talk about anything and everything under the sun, but we have a little bit of structure, starting with Where You Been, which is where we talk about our own lives.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's because it's interesting and whatever. Even during pandemic, we try to do stuff that's interesting to tell you about. And then the TT is a trending topic. So we already included one where you told you about one, but a massive, it's not confirmed the sinkhole, but some the ground opened up.
Yeah, dude.
In Ortigas Center because of the heavy rain. But what's the other TT that we have today?
Okay, so we're also going to talk about, I know we're a week late, but we're also going to talk about Drag Race Philippines.
Drag Race Philippines.
Finally coming to the Philippines, and I have a few questions.
Nice. And then we have an odd diba, which is something that Rika found very relevant to the social media world that we live in right now.
Yes. If you guys have been on TikTok and you guys, just scroll around on TikTok, you sometimes would encounter a sound or an audio that people use where, they just shout at the screen or whatever. And apparently it's from this online seller called Queen Inuts. Madame Inuts. And she's an online seller, and apparently she has millions of views, but nobody buys from her. I don't know how true that is, or if that's still the case now, or if that's just her thing. But we're gonna talk about that for odd diba.
Yeah, but let's start off the show with Where You Been. You want to start, or I'll start?
Sure, I'll start. Okay. So last Monday, like I told you, every Monday I just, I go around Ortigas on my bike after the show. So that really, what do you call that? That really just, it clears my head. That's what I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday, because during ECQ, we have a different schedule at work, me and JC. And Tuesday and Wednesday, they're my days off. So Tuesday, I actually went home to my parents' house again, just to see them. And I even dropped off my mom to work. And I think she got an eye exam and she couldn't drive. So I had to pick her up again. On my way home, I actually stopped by because my goal every week is to stop by a random small coffee shop just to check it out. So this week I dropped by Jiro Coffee Studio, and I think they're located in Tomas Moreto. There we go. One of the buildings over there. You guys can just search for the location because it's inside a building. Unfortunately, they can't take in
Dine-in?
What do you call this? Dine-in. So I just had to take out coffee and oh my God. Okay. And I'm not even freaking kidding. Okay. So the thing is, you know, sometimes most of the time I have to stay away from, you know, sweet stuff. Right. Mm-hmm. But this time I feel like I found my favorite drink and it's found in that small coffee shop. By the way, they have really, really nice interiors. Like that is Instagram city over there. You guys can just it looks so nice. It's like you're in another country. So just look for it. Look for the photos. Anyway, they have butter coffee and I know it sounds so simplistic, but man, their recipe, whatever recipe they have, whatever butter they use, we're guessing it's ghee. You know what ghee is? It's like clarified butter. It's clarified butter. It's like without the milk solids, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
It's just like liquid?
No, clarified butter. But I don't know if they put it in the coffee in liquid form or in like solid form or whatever. But anyway, it's called butter coffee. Unfortunately, it's 180 pesos per cup. But damn, dude, it is so good. Like I would literally get that every day if I was Jeff Bezos or something. Like, if I could just like spend money like that every single day, I would have that every time.
I bet you he has it on tap. At home.
I know.
He's got personal barista.
Because honestly, I've tasted butter coffee before, but it wasn't as good as that one. So I highly, highly recommend you guys try the buttered coffee in Jiro Coffee Studio and then take a bunch of photos. I took a bunch of photos and videos and I was like, you know what? Fuck it.
Is butter coffee the same as bulletproof coffee? Have you heard of bulletproof coffee?
Yes, I believe it's the same concept. It's the same concept. It's basically butter in your coffee.
Right.
It's just it all depends on the recipe that you use, the ratio, and everything. So
that's with popular among keto.
No? Yes. Keto and bodybuilders, because it gives you a lot of energy without the calories or something. Anyway, they also have like a bunch of stuff on their menu. It looks great. Unfortunately, like I said, you can't really eat it there. Mm-hmm. But it's super cool. Even the whole, because it's like in this one floor and it's like right beside other restaurants. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, the restaurants are closed, but they all look so cool. I peeked a little. You know, I broke the rule.
Which building was it in?
Oh my gosh. Let me. Ito. Oh no.
Basta sa Makati na. Sa Makati.
No. Tomas.
Ay, sa Tomas Morato pala.
Anywho.
QC.
Yes, it's in QC. You guys should really try to visit. And then I was just at our coffee counter the whole week at 1C because it was ECQ. We had to cut down on our hours, but I'm really happy that a bunch of people visited and just like had takeaway coffee, just like what I did at Jiro. But Broad Fits actually dropped by. I was super shocked. Shout out to Broad Fits.
Shout out, Broad Fits.
Brought a friend, I think his roommate. And thank you for ordering, by the way. And then I actually, I feel like I have like a lot of progress when it comes to, you know, my coffee journey. I've been practicing a lot with, you know, like pulling shots and like doing latte art or whatever. I'm using the word art very loosely because it is not art at this point. It's really
anything
more like
is
trash.
Art, bro. It's all it's about just... it's subjective, man.
I know. But and I've been taking like a lot of risks because like usually when people order like let's say a pour over coffee and that's like very technical, before I would just like let my partner take over. But this time around, I was like, you know what? Let me do it. I really want to practice. I don't want to know the ropes. I want to know more about this. So let me just, you know, let me handle it. And although it's kind of like fake it till you make it, am I right?
I feel you, sister.
And then what else? Oh, we had a big weekend because the ECQ was, what do you call this? Modified?
It became MECQ. I think there's still, if my understanding is correct, there's still curfew hours, still under like an 8-hour curfew from 6 to 9. But other things are like you can exercise outdoors again and all that shit.
And I think ever since they changed it to MECQ, a bunch of people who like to ride their bikes just went out and actually dropped by our little coffee counter. I was shocked. I was actually shocked that because, you know, sometimes I look at the posts and the tags of our Instagram, and I'm shocked that people actually look for it. You know what I mean? Like, they don't know where it is, but they're like, oop, I found it. And if that's like, you know, one of our goals, to make it like
a hole in the wall.
Yeah. Community thing. Yeah. So that was just really nice to experience. What else? I've been working out this week. Saw some booty gains.
Booty gains.
I know.
Is it hot girl summer for you, Rika G?
Hot girl indoor summer. But yes, you know what? We have to celebrate the little things, even though sometimes it may feel like you can't celebrate.
Yeah.
I want to celebrate my booty gains, and that's that.
Nice.
And Finn.
Finn, okay. Let me start with the most exciting part of my my week so far. So I got a new gig, and it's recording a audiobook, which I've never done before. It's crazy. But here's the thing. Yo, this audiobook is a it's like a fanfic, parang ano, Wattpad.
Oh. File.
Rika G, let me tell you one line that I had to read.
Go ahead.
In the POV of a girl, okay? Okay. I felt his member grinding into me.
Whoa, there.
You feel there. Oh man. It's a pretty long book. It's like 40 something chapters. So I'm getting paid per like that, I forget the hour or whatever it is. It's gonna be on some app. Based out of Hong Kong, but it's like an audiobook app. It's pretty cool. I forgot the name of the thing. It's coursed through a third party like audio studio here.
Yeah.
So that's who contracted me to get it. But I was so surprised I got it. It's so weird. Like, I've never done VOs for like a book, right? It's so strange because I can't do it. I don't know why I got approved, because I can't do voices. Like, it's so difficult. There's different characters and shit, but I don't know. They said okay, panaman so far. But I just want to let you know that I'm reading like sexy time stories on.
Damn, on the member.
Oh yeah, man, member grinding up on me. The name.
Not felt the member in a long time. nice. I mean, like, except my own member, member. You have to wash your member.
Indeed,
okay?
Yes, you gotta make sure the pH balance is good, right? so yeah, that's kind of like the biggest thing that happened to me this week. The name of the book is, or the story is, Love's Broken Road. Just so you know, just in case.
Damn, I'm excited, dude. What if you like blow up and you become the face of
the Morgan Freeman of the sexy Morgan books,
huh? of Wattpad stories? Can you imagine?
I watch a bunch of throwback movies. I went on another throwback movie binge, like movies that I've seen in the past. So
you know that I'm gonna pile on that because I always forget the new stuff that I watch.
Okay. I rewatch Annie, like the 1981 Annie. Have you seen that one? The musical Annie?
Yes, but I did not watch the recent one.
The Jamie Foxx one? It's okay. But the 1981 is like the best one. And it's on Netflix, by the way, if you've never seen it, I highly recommend it. It's a great musical, great songs, really catchy. And I rewatched three rom-coms, which I've seen in the past. Bride Wars.
Okay.
Which is something
I love. Bride Wars.
With Anne Hathaway.
I honestly like. I will take that to my grave. That
solid movie.
One of the best. Just solid. Just solid.
Wait, whose team are you on?
Okay.
Are you on Kate Hudson or Anne Hathaway's side?
I'm a little on. Oh gosh, I don't know.
Because
remember
torn.
That scene where they were like walking towards their, you know, what do you call this?
Yeah,
like they were
finally gonna get married.
Finally get married, right? Tapos yung parang magkatalikod sila.
Yeah.
Tapos yung nagkatinginan sila in the corridor. Yeah. I'm like, dude, I broke down. Every single time it makes me cry. I don't know why. I am broken inside.
It's on Netflix, by the way, mga leche. Yeah. So if you want to watch it and let us know. I was on Anne Hathaway's side like almost the whole time. Yeah. Almost the whole time.
Kasi si Kate Hudson yung parang medyo spoiled, you know, gets everything her way kind of thing.
Pretty much. I was shocked though that I don't want to spoil. Well, is it a spoiler? It's been out for a while.
It's been out for a while.
Okay, I was shocked that Chris Pratt, like, she didn't end up with Chris Pratt. Like, he wasn't a bad guy, was he? Like, he didn't do anything. He was just angry because she was so obsessed with ruining Kate Hudson.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I was a little bit oh, that's a weird.
But I do like what happened to Kate Hudson because she ended up with a brother.
No, right? you mean Anne Hathaway.
Sorry.
Yeah, she ended up with a brother.
Anne Hathaway. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Played by, what's that guy's name? Brian Greene something. The guy from One Tree Hill.
Yes.
Jamie Chung's husband. Mm-hmm. So I rewatched that. And because of that movie, I was like, oh, shit, I remember loving Kate Hudson in How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. So I rewatched that with Matthew McConaughey. Fantastic movie. I think
that
it still holds up
well. That scene on the bridge?
Oh,
that is so fucking impossible, dude.
And then what else? I rewatched Battle Royale. The Japanese movie.
That is such a stressful movie.
It's really stressful.
Oh my God. I just thinking about it, it kind of reminds me of the feeling of watching Uncut Gems.
Yeah, it's a thinker too. Like, it makes you wonder about humanity and whatnot. If you haven't seen it, it's like the OG Hunger Games. It's like the basis for all the Battle Royale video games right now. And then I watched the sequel, which was a big mistake because that movie sucks.
Okay.
Don't ever watch Battle Royale 2. It is awful. It's an awful, awful, awful movie. But Battle Royale 1, I highly recommend.
Okay. What else?
What did you watch? I know you watched, you watched Cruella, right?
I watched Cruella. And honestly, I don't know why I waited this long to watch Cruella. My God, I am obsessed.
That's your shit, right? I told you
honestly,
that was your shit, bro.
Honestly, for me, it ran a little bit longer than what I expected it to be. But only because I felt like I watched three movies in one.
Yeah.
There's like a little bit of course, like Cruella, like, you know, what 101 Dalmatians in it. Uh-huh. And then there's a little bit of Devil Wears Prada.
Yep.
And there's a little bit of like Ocean's, I don't know, 8.
Oh yeah, when they do the heist or whatever.
Yeah, the heist. Dude, that's like, wow. And I was so obsessed to the point where I even listened to because I noticed that the songs that they used were so great. I love the official soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I ended up listening to the whole soundtrack the next day. And I'm like, I love the movie. I cannot stop talking about it. And I don't know why I did not watch it the first time when they released it.
Yeah.
But I might watch it again, dude. Oh, also, I rewatched Room. That's one of my favorite books, honestly. Brie Larson. Did I tell you about that?
Yeah, you love that book. I know you love that book.
No, but did I tell you that I rewatched it?
No. I only knew Cruella because out of nowhere you messaged me on Facebook.
Dude, I was like, damn, this movie. And I have not watched like a really good movie in a long time. Okay. Also, I watched In the Heights. Oh, wait.
In the Heights?
In the Heights, did I mention that last week?
No, you didn't.
Oh, so anyway, I watched In the Heights. That one, I cannot stop. Oh my goodness.
That's my soundtrack right now in the morning. I always play the first song. Good morning, Usnavi.
And I love the story behind Usnavi. Anyway,
his name, though.
Anyway, I love the movie. Such a good movie musical. It reminded me of, you know, a bunch of the other musicals that I also love. Hmm. Such a feel-good movie as well. And the main girl is so hot.
The main guy is hot. I like the main.
The main guy is hot. Usnavi. Yeah, si Usnavi, di ba ano siya? Nasa, ano rin siya?
Hamilton.
Yes. Yeah. Anyway, but love that one. Also obsessed with the soundtrack. And then Cruella. And then yun nga, Room. I rewatched Room, right?
Mm.
If I haven't, I don't think I've told you this, but Room, the book, is like one of the most memorable books that I've read because I was just, you know how sometimes when I pick a book to read, to actually read, like commit to, mm-hmm. I actually don't like reading the backstory. For some reason, what I like doing is I go on the bookstore mm-hmm. and then I kind of just like look at the covers or the title. Mm-hmm. And then if it speaks to me, I pick the book, like literally without even knowing the backstory. And that's what happened with Room. I was just looking through the shelves and I was like, this is calling out to me, this book. Mm-hmm. So I bought the book and then I was just like, from there on out, I was like obsessed.
It's so, like watching the movie without watching the trailer, right? That's what.
Yeah. So I actually read the book way before the movie came out. And honestly, it's like the same feeling. I don't have any, you know, like qualms or like, what do you call this? Like objections when it comes to the movie that was like beautifully made. And I watched with my sister. But yeah, that's it. That's really.
Oh, see, and the kid in room, by the way, see Jacob Tremblay.
Yeah.
I forgot. I watched one more movie. It's on Netflix too. No. You're talking about Wonder.
Mm.
Yeah. But Wonder is a good movie too. But, I talked about it on the podcast of, like a year ago, the movie Good Boys. It's like super bad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like kids. Oh my God. That it has Jacob Tremblay and like two other kids. Oh, that movie is so fucking funny, bro. Yeah. It's so good.
Oh, also, I started watching a series just today. And surprisingly, I watched two episodes right away.
Okay.
It's called The Chair. And it's called The Chair. Yeah. And it stars Sandra Oh. Sandra Oh. And
you love Sandra Oh,
there. Huh? Yeah, I love Sandra Oh. And it's honestly, I love it because it's kind of like, what's that? British show that's just like full of partying and drugs and shit.
Skins,
it's like Skins but in the academe world.
What?
Yeah, it's kind of like it's that feel, obviously not that extreme where they use drugs and shit.
Okay.
And they party till they die. Uh-huh. No, but it's like that feel. Okay. So it's kind of a little like dark humor plus reality and everything. It's just it's cool. Sure.
Okay. Cool.
The
you need to get on Euphoria already, by the way. I know we keep
I know. Okay. Anyway.
Finn. All right. Wapow. Short TTs today. But let's start with RuPaul. What's going on with RuPaul? Philippines, tama.
Yes. No. Drag Race Philippines.
Oh, sorry. Drag Race Philippines.
Yes. Okay. So finally, World of Wonder brought Drag Race to the Philippines. Woo-hoo! And they're actually casting season one right now. And if you guys go on their Twitter page, they're big on Twitter. A lot of people were super excited, including me. And so it says here that the co-founders, Randy Barbato and Fenton Bailey, mm-hmm. said that they're thrilled to exclusively premiere Drag Race Philippines on the platform for global viewers. And my question here is, because you guys know all about RuPaul and how they do the show, they have challenges, they have, you know, everything. My question here is, are they going to speak in Tagalog? I'm not sure how that is, because obviously I feel like they would communicate well if they do, right?
Have you seen the other spinoffs? Like, I know there's RuPaul's Drag Race, like Thailand, and I think like there's one in Europe.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
cool. There's one in like.
Then I feel like they would Europe actually somewhere. Speak in the native language, right?
Possibly.
Right? Because that's the whole reason behind subtitles. They can always put subtitles, right?
True.
Translation. But anyway, super duper excited for that one. And please check out their Twitter page because they're just super fun. Whoever handles that Twitter page is just so funny. Parang may nag-tweet sila one time na parang matulog ka na bakla or something like that. And then people are like, just, I don't know. I think, kasi diba there's like a translation feature on, what do you call this?
Mm-hmm.
On Twitter. And then people sometimes use it and they would think that they're actually using the word bakla as an insult. But obviously here in the Philippines, it's more like a term of endearment. Oh. Yeah. People had to explain to, you know, the non-Tagalog users.
Right.
So
But that's non-slang cool. Understanding people.
Yeah, and I'm super excited for the Snatch Game because that's where they, you know, impersonate people and then make it into their own. So I'm just excited who they're gonna impersonate.
Just quick question about, have you been to Obar? Like, have you seen the performance?
You know what? I have not been to Obar. I've been to Nectar.
Okay, so I've never been to Nectar, but I've been to Obar. So maybe I know those two are popular clubs, but are they drag queens, the ones that are performing there? They are, right? Okay, because I went to Obar one time in 2015 or 2016. One of my friends brought me. I didn't know what I was getting into. And oh my God, they'd had a Britney Spears night, and that shit was fucking lit. Dude,
it's always so freaking hype.
Dope. Like, there was one Britney Spears, right, who would pop out of this fucking side, like upstairs, and all of a sudden on the bottom left, there's another fucking Britney Spears doing. Oh my God, that shit is incredible. Like, incredible artistry. It's
exactly. It's literally an art. It's entertainment and art, and that is the reason why they're not to be taken lightly. No. You know what they do there? It's an actual profession, dude.
Yeah. It's awesome.
They've been doing that for years.
So we have a lot of talent here. I don't think we have.
I know. I feel like they also saw the market over here because of that, and we all know that when they went here for.
Yeah, the tour or whatever, right?
Tour, yes. For the tour, the Obar drag queens, I think, opened for the whole show. Okay. So, you know, there's really a market over here. Yeah. And it's actually, I'm super excited for that one. I cannot wait. I would like to say I'm a casual, excited fan because I do watch Drag Race from time to time. I watch random episodes because it's just like seeing it's entertainment, dude. Cool.
And I see right here, by the way, just out of curiosity, because if you're wondering what the international spinoffs of Drag Race are, they have already in Australia, Britain, Canada, Chile. Holland, Italy, Spain, and Thailand. Wow. I did not know that they had like a Chile.
I know.
Holland. I'm a little bit surprised.
Surprising.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. So yeah. Super excited. Pero wala pa na still casting. Wala pang ano release.
I think so. Yeah. Okay. I think so.
Cool.
Okay.
I see people, my friends, speculating who they want to be judges and stuff on there too. So.
Oh, actually, I think they threw out some names already. I think one of them is like Angina and Jiggly Caliente, and I believe Vice Ganda and Paulo Ballesteros are like some of the people in the mix. I don't know how true that is.
Manila Luzon is doing though. She's doing something else, right? Like, it's another show.
Yeah, I'm just not sure. I'm not the person to verify.
Okay. I know, she's doing something too similar, like another show for based here yet. Anyway.
Yeah.
Wapow?
Wapow.
All right, let's talk about the sinkhole.
Don't call it a sinkhole, dude.
Let's talk about the end of the world.
Gago.
No, because this shit happened literally outside my door.
We're not even kidding, it's on my street, man.
You can actually you can see in the videos here on like GMA, like you can see my building in the video.
Exactly. I'm concerned, highly concerned about you and one of our co-DJs who also live in that street.
So let's give them the deets.
Okay, give them the facts.
The facts. Okay. So they closed off a road in Ortiga Center called Topaz Road, T-O-P-A-Z Road, because last night, because of the heavy rains, a crack started forming in the ground. And you know, not just crack.
Not a tiny crack.
This shit opened up a hole, like a deep hole that was like 10 feet deep.
Uh-huh. Alam mo yung ano, you know, there's that saying in Tagalog, yung kapag nahihiya ka, sana kinain na lang ako ng lupa. Yep. You don't want to say this around Ortigas area because it's freaking possible.
Man. So the cracks started forming because of the rain, and there's still speculation and of why the reason is it is it because we're on a fault line, or is it like really a sinkhole? But there is a construction site next to my building and next to right next to the like parallel to where the cracks formed on Topaz Road. And people are saying that because of the excavating there, whatever, it caused some sort of erosion underneath that made the ground super soft.
Because if you think about it, in that street alone, you guys have like what, three big major construction?
Yep.
Or two?
Near there's one next to it, and then close by there's one.
It's yeah, not close next by to it, another one. Yeah. But diba, parang those are like big constructions going on, and you know it might have like fucked up the soil.
Possibly. Very possible.
Inalit niya si Mother Earth.
Right now, as of the time of this recording, wala pang official investigation completed by the FIVOLCS, which is the one I'm waiting for. That's the one I'm waiting for. The Philippine Institute of Volcanology and Seismology. Because I want to know, bro. Do I need to leave?
Nakaka-stress sa inyo. Nakaka-stress. Dude, my place is always open. My doors are open for you.
Yeah. Okay. I was like, oh my God, bro. Because you've seen those videos, right? Where just the buildings just fall into the ground.
Dude, holy shit. Please, no.
But the cracks apparently were stretched up to around 50 meters long and then 10 feet deep, which is about 3 meters, you know, three, if you think in terms of meters. That's high. Yeah, that's, I always think of, because a basketball hoop is 10 feet tall.
Yeah.
So imagine mo basketball hoop. Ganun ka kataas or ganun kalalim yung ano.
Ganun kalalim.
Oh my God.
Wait, so it's like in front of the Cyberscape.
Cyberscape Gamma. Cyberscape Gamma, yeah. Okay. If anyone is familiar with that area, there's a mini stop there that is, you know, pretty iconic mini stop, or the popular one. And a salad stop there, I guess, if you care about that. Oh. It's right there in front.
Wait, so, where Toby's is?
Yeah, on the opposite side.
Opposite side,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, yun, I mean, last night when I went home from work, I saw a fire truck there. I thought they were just, you know, maybe pumping some water. I didn't take the time to investigate. And I woke
from the crack.
Yeah. I woke up, rather, to my mom calling me, because it made news. It made the news. Like, it's actually a literal TT. It's not just something that affects me, but it's something that was made national news. And it's scary stuff, man. It is scary.
It is. So please take care out there. I think they covered the road already with like tarpaulin.
Tarpaulin, yeah. Everything. The fire team.
But it's also closed off, so nobody can really, you know, go there.
Fall in there.
Like I told you earlier on the show, I did ride around Ortigas not knowing that there was that whole 10 feet crack.
I was so shocked that the rain could do like so one of our
Think that's the only thing
that's what I'm saying though, like there it's not the rain whatever they were
the rain it, triggered it
yeah whatever the rain triggered whatever happened underneath there shouldn't it shouldn't have happened
because like, yesterday the rain just it just poured yesterday for some reason like nobody expected it just started becoming you know gloomy and then boom so yeah, please be safe, everyone. If you're in the Ortigas area, just try not to, I don't know, jump. Yeah. I don't know.
One of our co-DJs sent us a video of like someone who actually got a video of before the cracks occurred.
Yeah.
And you can see it looks like, you ever see that movie War of the Worlds?
War of the Worlds with Tom Cruise
where the lightning hits that.
Or dude. Independence Day.
I guess so. And because it's a War of the Worlds, diba, the lightning strikes in the same spot. That's where the fucking aliens are. And it's like a crack. And then they pop out of there. Oh, that's what it looks like in the video. It's so crazy.
Don't even.
Yeah. So hopefully, you know, fingers crossed. But at least for me, my experience personal, like being in the building next door, wala naman interruptions sa internet, sa electricity, sa water. So hopefully that's a good sign.
You know what?
Construction next door.
Yeah. My thinking was just really like not to, you know, not to like criticize anybody. I feel like it's just like the bad city planning just caught up to us.
Yeah, man. It's
But because if you look at the roads, especially in the Ortigas area, everywhere actually here in Metro Manila, you would just see patches and patches of roads. Yeah. Like it, everything is just a band-aid, honestly, at this point. There wasn't really any planning going on. I'm guessing maybe just in like the more affluent areas like BGC and Taguig and everything. But mm-hmm. everything around there is just, you know, them putting condos in fault lines and residential areas. So it's just, yeah. It's just caught up to us.
I interviewed the OIC of Fivox on mm-hmm. HOT on a few weeks ago. And I forgot, unfortunately, his name. But like Yusek something. He's a Yusek, is his title. Right? So yeah. I interviewed the Yusek guy of Fivox, right? And I think Brad Fitz was able to listen to that. I don't know, because Brad Fitz always listens to HOT. Maybe he can refer to this again, but
yeah,
we talked about fault lines and whatever, and I said, how prepared are we the country to handle some crazy big earthquake? And he said mm-hmm. he gave it the truth, like the building codes around the area are not up to date.
Yeah,
so it's Fivox, like they're working, like they don't have enough manpower to kind of, but they, you know, they're trying their best to get buildings up to speed and up to code. But unfortunately, mm-hmm. it's not true. Like there's no, I mean, it's not true. It's not, we're not prepared, rather. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
We are not prepared. And I think the thing is, what I noticed about contractors in general here is that not all, but I tend to notice that there are a lot of shortcuts taken because of cost cutting and whatnot. Because in the short term, let's move that. Usually, yeah. But then you know if something bad happens, so there these gambles take place because, well, we don't, you know, times are tough usually.
Yeah.
So kakatakot. I'm hoping because my building developer, I am not too sure about. Right? I told you a story right behind the scenes. I don't know, man. I hope they built this building solid, bro. I hope I can jump up and down here and be okay.
Ask the people who handle your unit because they're gone. Right? They're gone, dude.
They're gone, bro. They're gone. Anyway, wapow.
Wapow.
All right, that's the TDs for today. We got shall we do a debunk?
Okay. So we all know that online selling right now is pretty big. And I actually just participated in one last week. But there's this one online seller called Queen Inuts, and apparently she has like 2.something million views on her Facebook online selling videos, but nobody buys from her. I guess it's more of like people are just entertained by her because she has like, you know, antics and she interacts mm-hmm. with the viewers and everything. But apparently she actually got a contract to a talent agency. So I mean that's like legit.
Yeah.
She has like a talent management nowadays.
Okay.
It's just her contract signing was 3 days ago. And I don't know. I guess it's just a little funny how she interacts with her her viewers.
How do you spell her name?
Queen Inutz. And then sometimes like alam mo yun, yung parang ganun, very, very, ano, very funny.
Okay.
I guess now that we need, like, if you need a distraction, I guess sometimes, you know, people resort to videos like that. And it's just, yeah, hindi ko alam how true that is. Na walang bumibili sa kanya, kawawa naman siya, guys. Bumili naman kayo, nood kayo ng nood, di malaki makapag-mine. Mag-mine naman kayo dyan.
PM TBH, is the key. PM is
TBH, key. Sobrang hirap mag-online selling as a buyer, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, gets ko yung ang hirap as a seller, right? As a buyer, if you really want something, dude, kailangan mabilis internet mo. Kasi nga, diba, I participated in one and I wanted to get like a bunch of stuff. Mm. I thought I had fast fingers, dude. Apparently not.
Okay.
As in, ang hirap. Alam mo yung parang, ay, mom, sold na po. Ay, mom, sold na po. And I'm like, di ba kakamain ko lang, bes? Ano ba?
Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's like eBay. But, well, in a way, before, hindi kasi uso yeah, EBD like, dito, di ba? But bidding, yeah. I remember, yung tawag dun, sniping, di ba? Dapat last second na dun kayo.
Oh.
So I remember doing that shit too in high school, college, like refreshing. And it was hard, huh? And dude. This was... Internet was still, it was, you know, slower than what it is now. So I get you. But I've never participated, just you know, full transparency, naman. I've never participated in an FB Live selling. Like I've never been a buyer on one of those, you know, pamain. I've never.
Yeah, actually, the one that it has like such a big market nowadays, especially with vintage and secondhand, because, you know, a lot of people like thrift shopping, but nowadays it's a little sketch. You know, you don't want to get COVID there. So a lot of people resort to, you know, live selling. Mm-hmm. And that's what I got, actually, like a secondhand shirt that they produced for a music video, solely for a music video. And I thought, you know how I am. Like, I like that kind of shit where it's kind of like, quote unquote, a little exclusive. Mm-hmm. So I got a shirt, as in from the 10 screenshots or like 7 screenshots that I sent, I only got one, dude.
Okay.
And I got a shirt that was solely produced for a music video of this local artist, and I'm super happy. As in, like, pagkakuha ko, amoy Yossi pa, ganun. ganun siya ka fresh,
it's
dude.
It's legit, bro. That's legit, bro.
Okay, anyway, that's it for Odd Diva.
That's it. That's the podcast for today. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We will have Nechika coming out this Wednesday. But yeah, if you want to follow us online everywhere, it's the Hala Hala Show, except for on Instagram where it's just Hala Hala Show. We have a Facebook group also called the Hala Hala Show Leche Fam, where people interact. We'll talk about all that stuff on Nechika. I know people posted new stuff about music and being there, done that. So that will be out on Wednesday. Anything else you want to say? Do you want to shout out anyone or whatever?
No, that's it. Thank you guys. And shirts are still available. They're at the back of my car. Yo. And I can literally go to you. I can bike to you.
Nice.
And stay safe out there, you guys.
Later. And let's extra song.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.